Proclamation number 4645 of 19th of May, 1949. Think not earthly. Admonition of God to take up His word more often. Move all my words in your heart. Think about them and pay attention to the feeling they give you, and then want to do the right thing and live to please me, and you'll derive the right benefit from my word. You will have spiritual and earthly blessings and progress in your development. I cannot give you any better advice than to accept my word as often as it is possible for you. Then earthly life will no longer cause you any difficulties, for as soon as you occupy yourselves more with the spiritual, as soon as you live more with me, earthly life will go by your side, hardly burdening you and mastered by an invisible hand. You certainly live on earth but are not unusually burdened. Try it. Use every opportunity to hear or read my word, and then consider what you have heard. Let me speak to you lovingly by giving me an ear when I want to speak to you. Every thought of accepting spiritual knowledge offered by me is a hint from my love which I give to you in order to promote your development. And you must pay attention to this, even if you lack time, for I can very well also extend the time if it is necessary, and the short span of time you sacrifice to me will never be lost, but far more likely a great spiritual gain for you. Again and again I say to you, don't think earthly. For the advantage you gain from it is again only earthly and therefore not lasting. But what you create and acquire spiritually is extremely valuable for eternity. But one day your earthly life will be over. One day the way you have used your earthly life will have an effect. The work you have done when your vitality was at your disposal. And then you will be blessed to possess a supply of spiritual possessions, and so that you will constantly increase them I admonish you again and again and call upon you to take my admonitions seriously and to receive my word from above more often, because it is the most precious gift I can bestow upon you and because it is an extremely beneficial influence on you. Let me speak to you and ponder my words in your heart, and your earthly life will be a peaceful one, richly blessed by me. Amen.